Good morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the September 15th, 2022 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation. This meeting is also being provided telephonically for participation by the public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participants on the telephonic meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers speaking. This meeting will serve as the annual meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation Board of Directors. This meeting is being held in person with additional telephonic access being provided to the public. Please see the RI Housing website for today's agenda and all related documents and information. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Commissioners and staff, kindly state your name prior to speaking. And with that, Mr. Vice Chairman, I turn it back to you to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corinne. It's Jim Thorson. I'm calling the meeting to order at 11:18 a.m. And Carol, can you please conduct a roll call?
Yes. Commissioner McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Thorson.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Dwyer.
Here.
Commissioner Saul.
Present.
You have quorum.
Thank you, Carol. That brings us to board action number one, which is approval of minutes of the RIH Equity Corporation meeting held on September 23, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve?
Leanna, make a motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second. This is Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Any discussion? Comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, Corinne. Thank you. This brings us to board action. It's Jim Thorson. This brings us to board action number two, which is the approval of the delegation of corporate authority. And with that, I'd like to introduce Corinne Myers, General Counsel of Rhode Island Housing, who will present board action number two.
Thank you. This is Corinne Myers speaking. This is a routine housekeeping matter, request for authorization of designated officers including RA Housing to execute and deliver contracts, documents, and other instruments on behalf of the Equity Corporation, specifically the chair, vice chair, executive director or her designee, deputy executive director, and chief financial officer of RA Housing. Corporate signatory authority for the Equity Corp was last updated in September 2021 at the previous annual meeting. Staff believes it's generally prudent and in the best interest of the Equity Corporation to update its signing authority from time to time. Our goal is to perform this task on approximately an annual basis. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Corinne?
This is Commissioner Orth. Does the Equity Corporation still hold any assets?
Yes, the Equity Corporation does. The properties have largely reached the end of their compliance period now, and the pools are kind of slowly becoming unwound as the properties refinance or sell. But for now, the Equity Corporation remains the GP of two investment pools.
So about the same.
Pardon me?
It seems about the same from last time.
Yeah, I think we're expecting about another five years or so.
Okay.
With that, what I'd like is to ask the board for a motion to approve board action number two.
Josh Saul, motion to approve.
Motion by Josh, who I have a second.
Kevin Orth, I second.
Second by Kevin, thank you. Any comments, questions other than what Kevin raised? With that, what I'd like to do is ask all those who are in favor to signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. So, it's Jim Thorson again. Seeing that there's no further business, I'd like to request a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. This is Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Kevin Orth.
Thank you, Kevin. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
This meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation Board of Directors is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.